Once upon a time, in a kingdom of great beauty and peace, lived a king and his beloved queen. Their love was the kind that ballads are made of, deep, unwavering, and filled with happiness that could make any court poet's prose flourish. However, in time, the king grew restless, feeling the call of destiny and adventure urging him to leave his comfortable palace life for the glory and thrill of conquering foreign lands. One fateful day, he called forth his loyal soldiers and declared an urgent campaign against a notorious heathen king, infamous for his ceaseless tyranny and oppression. The warrior king left his kingdom in the hands of his trusted ministers and bid a tender, heart-wrenching farewell to his queen, vowing to return victorious and free the oppressed peoples. The voyage across the tempestuous seas proved exhaustive but rewarding as they initially defeated many a foe. The king, riding high on his triumphs, was caught unawares by a traitorous ambush. In an ominous mountain pass, his once proud army disintegrated into chaos, and he soon found himself a captive, shackled in the shadows of a merciless dungeon. Imprisoned in dire conditions, the captured king was made to toil under harsh regimes, yoked with other prisoners as if they were mere beasts of burden. For years he endured this. Until, cleverly, he smuggled a note that read, "Sell all our castles and treasures. Come and free me from this wretched place." Upon receiving this grim dispatch, the queen's sorrow knew no bounds. Torn by fear and determined love, she was beset with dilemma until ingenuity sparked within her. Resolute, she sheared her lustrous hair, dressed as a minstrel boy, and with a lute by her side, set off towards the daunting task of rescuing her king. The queen traversed perilous unknown lands with fierce determination until she found herself in the city of the cruel king. There, within sight was the towering prison where her husband languished. Her heart sang with hope as she took her lute, strummed with earnest fervor, and began to sing in the palace courtyard. Her music was a dazzling spell of dreams. Particularly enraptured was the tyrant himself, who summoned the beguiling boy inside. "Where do you hail from, young bard, and what gift do you seek your return?" demanded the king. With humility, she answered, "From far-off lands I came seeking passage, by earning my keep with song and lute." "Stay and sing," he decided, "and in due time, you shall have the reward you desire." For 3 days, the queen, disguised as the lute player, entwined the court with melody and story. On the appointed 4th day, she made her request, "My heart desires that you grant me one of your prisoners." Acceding to her wish in cheerful ignorance, the cruel king allowed her to select her prisoner. Thus, she chose the very one she loved most, and together they journeyed towards freedom.